Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, I have some breaking information with the Dr. Sabi legacy, okay? I'm not going to go ahead and repeat verbatim or try to steal the shine of the one who was able to get one of the queen mothers and queen daughters to speak their truth. What I'm going to go ahead and do is plead with you to do this yourself. Go to YouTube and go to Unwind with Tasha K. Type that into your YouTube, please, and look up the interview she did with Dr. Sabi's first wife. This was the woman that was in court with him, was his co-defendant. Well, both of them was taken to court for not being, to prove that they was able to cure AIDS. Okay, she had an interview just on the 18th with Unwind with Tasha K. Big UN, small WINE with Tasha K. All one word in YouTube. Look it up. Okay, they're still alive. She's still alive. She's still thriving. She got some stories to tell. She was with Dr. Sabi when he was curing people with all type of diseases. He'll tell her, go cook it up. She'll go cook it up. They traveled the world together. That was his wife of 30 years when he first left his name, Bowman. See, both of them had the same last name when they got married before he changed his name to Sabi. Okay. I need you to go look up this interview on my Sabi followers when people want to know natural herbal remedies and things of that nature. Okay. And then his daughter, her daughter. Okay. I need you guys to go look up that interview because we're looking at the legacy of Dr. Sabi, one of the greatest herbal healers this earth has ever seen in our lifetime. We can look at the video. We can study his techniques. We can actually talk to some people that's still alive that was in the room with the man. Okay, intimate conversations, real herbal techniques. We can actually get our hands on the real stuff where he went to court, the real court papers, when he went to court and beat the United States government about curing AIDS, lupus, cancer, leukemia. He took 71 people to court as his witnesses that he cured this. They let the man walk because you know they was going to get him, but they got him. Don't worry about it. Go look up the interview. But also, there's another interview about his other wife out there. And what us want to know the legacy of the man, we have to take into account her point of view. That's on Sway. And her last name is Mrs. Sabi. Okay. But we understand the first 30 years of his life when he was building a compound, when he was fat and obese, like he said in that Rock Newman show, his wife was there. Okay. Understand that aspect of it. You got the yin and yang. You got the woman who he was intimate with. Both of them interviews. We got to look at both of them. We got to hear the story from the other side, from his wife. He was married. He had kids. I owe a great deal of gratitude to the first wife, but the second wife helped. For some reason, he would kept moving his movement, and there you go. So we owe ourselves, our legacy, to continue to go on and look at both interviews. But I myself have looked at the first interview with the first wife and first daughter, if you will. And they're still out here making it happen, people. They're still doing it. They just said they just cured 71 more people in 50 of AIDS and 50 something with leukemia. They're still doing it right now today. They have the real remedies. They are the ones, the first ones. Okay, you're the first, you're the last. Look, I'm finna go look them up. I'm finna go find them. I suggest you do the same. Unwind with Tasha K on YouTube. Go check that interview out right now. Why are you still listening to me? Go type it in YouTube right now.